Goedemorgen, zeg nishmas Avi Moriach, mitzvah Pilchas, zeg nishmas Daniel Shenevas, Yeshua Falak, Refuah Shleima, Shlomo Zalman, Min Resh. Okay, everybody, so we're continuing today. Plan Be'ezus Hashem is to do the Yom Kippur things today. We said tomorrow, maybe a little bit more tomorrow, but we want to also tomorrow do the Parshas Hazinu V'zos HaBracha. To finish, because when we come back, it's going to already be in a holding by Brachos. So we have two more Chumashirim, and then we'll, Bez Hashem, finish the whole Hamisha Chumshe Torah again. So that's something so we need to do before we leave. Okay. So we were discussing the mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur, and whether a person has to do it when he is not going to be fasting, right? And we discussed. Let's talk about bracha. Why don't we make a bracha on eating an Erev Yom Kippur? Especially, I mean, if it's a Daraisa, we certainly, even the Darabon, we make a bracha on Darabon. Right? We make on Hanukkah, Neiros Hanukkah, we make a bracha. We make on the Megillah a bracha. But we don't make on Mitzvah Zachila, there of Yom Kippur. So what would you say, Rav Asa?
We don't make a bracha on Sudas Purim either.
So Yosef Katan, very wise man, says we don't make a bracha on Sudas Purim either, right? Don't make a bracha on Sudas Purim. So the same question. So why not? Why don't we make on Sudas Purim? What would you say, Rabose? So what's the answer? Why don't we make a bracha on Sudas Purim?
Don't we make the Shekhanah goes on everything?
Well,
we say.
Who's speaking? Jacob Silberger?
Yeah. Am I a camera on?
Yeah, put a camera. Everyone who can put their cameras, I always appreciate cameras because I always like to see everybody if I can. Okay.
Yeah, so, we say that the Shekhanah, we should have in mind for the Suda. We make the bracha during the Megillah.
Right. In other words, when they make the Shachianu, they always say, "Oh, have in mind all the mitzvahs hayom." And my Torah, Suda, everything. But we, what about the bracha? Like we have a bracha, Shekhet Shalom, Sosav Tivanu, Al Mikra Megillah. So why don't we have a bracha, Shekhet Shalom, Sosav Tivanu, Al Achilas Sudas Pur? That's what. And then Shekhet Shalom, Sosav Tivanu, Al Achilas Erev Yom Kippur. So what would you say? Let me hear what you guys have to say. What would you say?
When do you make the bracha? After you make, right before you make a motzi, after you make a motzi?
When would you make it?
Theoretical bracha.
Theoretically, you would make it before, right?
Just like a chilas matzah.
Baruch over el asiyasa.
Matzah is a definite thing. That's it, between here
what'd
and
you say?
Here.
What'd you say?
Matzah.
Matzah.
Bracha. It's a definite from time A to time B. That's where you're limited. There's a lot of... But Seuda, it's like free. A person can eat whatever he wants. There's nothing like definite about it.
Okay, so Rav Yosef Katan is using these words definite. So let's look at the Avudraham for a second, page 12. And I want you to tell me if you think he's saying what you're saying or not. He has a question. How come we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of tefillah? Right, according to the Rambam, Mitzvah says, the rice of the full of Avkan is all of Shabalev Zohi tefillah. So he writes, Atam Shaim of Rachim, Bokhato Shabokhim of Holom Shabashon, Sasov Tivano of Tfila, Nesha Tfila, he mitzvah Shaila Kitzba Minatora. It's not defined. El Biara Odom Lumai to Laharbos. Kosh Kosov Arashba, Bahagar Shal Pesach, Shaim of Rachim of Yosso, Bitamze. It's not like matzah, what I think what of Katan was saying. Matzah is Yirka Zayis. That's the mitzvah. So it has a kitzvah. Ein kitzvah, Mishnah says, okay. So a kitzvah means something that's katzuv. It's exact. So by say matzah, it's an exact thing. Yirka Zayis matzah. That's the mitzvah. Here, it's not defined as an exact thing. You could eat a little bit, you could eat a lot. There's not a specific shear. Even though if you take a look in the Michas Chinuch, Goodman, I think, books in the Sefer, he has a fascinating discussion here. Okay, just the Michas Chinuch. What page? Just the Michas Chinuch. Is it on packet Aleph or packet Beis? Let's see. Page 16 in packet one. So he has a fascinating comment in the Chaskin of page 16. The dog, is that posture the Be'er Yom Kippur mitzvah lechol ein chiv davka pas? So first of all, he says you don't need specifically bread to go to Shabbos Yotif. Right? See, of Katan, you were Mechavid. He puts together Purim and Purim
Kippurim. Purim is Kippurim.
Right, exactly. So he says that you're supposed to eat. There's no shear. Meaning, and not necessarily bread, even. I mean, we are no egg on Purim to try to wash. And we're no egg on Erev Yom Kippur to try to wash. But he says, technically speaking, maybe you don't even eat. Kanam Vadar King, Kanir and Pasha. The Nirlani has died, the Kanan, the Achilas Erev Yom Kippur, Naftalam, Eloshin, Inui. Right, how do we know there's no pasuk that says to eat? It says to anu, and we darshan that if you eat, it's kilu misana. Kim dachin is every kippur nafkalam miloshet ino efshel lomar dene yotze ele im ochal be every kippur shir kichosevs. Haygav no lohavi ino be yom kippur. So that's what he says. A fascinating thing. Then usually halach of eating is as kazayis. Right, and here he wants to say it's a bigger shear, a kosevis. Why? Because that's the shear in Yom Kippur that breaks the inui is kosevis. So maybe, so dafka to show that you're not mu'une on Erev Yom Kippur, so you should dafka eat a kosevis. And therefore, since the Torah is telling you to eat, do the mitzvah of achila through the word of inui, so maybe dafka doing an achila that breaks the inui is the shear. But if you don't eat a kosevis, then you're really, you know, being masana. But on other Yom Tovim, it's a mitzvah to eat, it's a gezayis or kibetza. But kan, the nafkalon mi'inoi di Yom Kippurim, tzorach lios a hipuch mi Yom Kippurim. It's a fascinating, but it's not mashma in the, if you want to, so that's what he's saying. If you want to use that, the Avudraham, we'll see some might want to use that, the Avudraham to help us understand Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah, Avudraham says that what ain lo kitzva, ain kitzva min haTorah. And Rev Katan, is that what you're saying? What the Avudraham is saying? Are you applying that to Sudas Yom Kippur?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So there's no kitzva el biyata adam lemayit ol harbos. Just like the Rashba says, the Haggadah Shel Pesach, there's no bracha because there's no shir. Maybe you could be yotze with kiddush when you say zecher letzias mitzrayim, kiddush. Maybe you yotze sipur letzias mitzrayim. That's the Rashba there. It's why there's no bracha. Right, in my Haggadah Shel Pesach, I have a siman discussing the Maral's approach and why there's no bracha. So let's take a look in the Sefer. There's a Sefer, probably you've never seen the Sefer before. It's called Beis Sha'arim. And it's Rav Amram Blum. It's a very chashuv Sefer. It came out of Munkach. And the Sefer is so tall that I couldn't get it on one page. So I had to Xerox the same page twice to get the bottom part of the page and then the next column's top page because I couldn't get it on one page. So page 14 and page 15 are the same page. It's just different parts of that same page. So we'll see the first column of page 14 and then the next column on page 15. So he says, No mechtovo kibalti vidini. Right, we discussed yesterday whether it's a deraisa or not, right? Okay, that's first of the Torah lo yadati of the Nosrum is there. Gam hilm hu asmachta medivayim nami boi taimu. Even if it's drabanan, yesterday we had a discussion, is the mitzvah achila deraisa drabanan, but either way, you shouldn't have to make a bracha. Tima Shakosav Amogad Avram, the shame Avudram, Tam the aim of Rachim al Tfila, Nisha Ein La Keva. Somebody, I don't know if somebody's vacuuming or something. Can we mute anyone who's vacuuming? Tam deim vrochem al tefila, b'nei she'ein la keva. Perish magin, prima gudim, psicha hil, kavana yanda min halavai she'ispala, so the prima gudim explains, since we say halavai she'ispala odom kol ayom, whereas really a person can daven the whole day. Yinei mashma miloshe shulchan arach, mitzvah lechol arperach, zoharba susuda, riba yasuda hu mitzvah, ayin betor beis yosem, riba achila marish, b'kabal yom kippur alof. Right, it's a famous Rabbi Yonah when we saw that you can't have the suda on Yom Kippur, so you have the suda before. So he wants to say that tefillah, you really could daven the whole day. And there's a mitzvah. is a mitzvah. So there's no set thing. Like you can raise, you take. So that's so interesting. He's saying that you only make a bracha with something that has a kvias. Like, this is it. You did the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah to do. You did it, finished. But something that the mitzvah could just keep on and on, there's no limit, there's no set shear, minimal or maximum. It's like Rav Moshe Stav, who used to be a Rebbe in Keren Biavna, used to say, Brachas and Mitzvahs on this particular maisa, one maisa. If you did that maisa, you make a mitzvah. Brother, the question is, what about tefillin? Is there a mitzvah to wear tefillin the whole day? I mean, there's a discussion. Rav Shach writes a quote from the Prima Gaon, of Bir Halacha quotes, whether there's a mitzvah called a yom tefillin, but is that only b'daraisa or is that b'drabanan? But even b'drabanan, so why don't you say tefillin? According to this, how can we make mitzvah bracha and tefillin? But he say, Rav Katan, bracha and tefillin, you can wear tefillin the whole day. So then you maybe say, like Rav Soloveitchik said, mitzvah, brachas on the mice, but that's considered a mice if you wear it. Unless you say, in other words, if you assume, we assume that the mitzvah tefillin the whole day, it'd be the rice or be the rabban. So according to this, how come we make a bracha on tefillin?
Rav Kenner has a better question.
Who?
Rav Kenner, Avram Kenner.
Yeah, what does Avram Kenner say? Where is he? Avram?
Okay.
Avraham? Can't speak. What was his question?
Limud HaTorah. How can we say bracha on Limud HaTorah in the morning?
Say bracha on Limud HaTorah in the morning. So that's a good point. So the bracha of Asher Bracha Banu is not really a bracha as a mitzvah. The question is, yeah, that's a good question. Avram Ken is asking a good question. So forget the Beis Shara, but what about the Avudraham? Unless you say that you did a Maisa Limud. I don't know. What do you want to say?
Rabbi.
Yehuda Shitrit.
Well, what's the difference between the Avudraham and the Beis Sharim?
Well, the Avudraham is basing himself on he's saying that the reason why this Avudraham says the reason why there's no bracha on tefillah is because there's no shear tefillah. I mean, halvai sheyispalah, you can keep going. You can daven the whole day. Halvai sheyispalah adam kol hayom kulo. And you get a mitzvah. What do you say to that? So, but Avram Ken is kasha. Avram Kenna is the kasha. The Talmud Torah is the whole day. We learn the whole day. Well, how come? Pashuk Shan Talmud Torah is the bracha of Hashem, bracha banu is like the brachas Hashemach. I think there should make some point down. But there's another bracha Hashem Shalom is the Sof Tzivanu, Asof with the very Sarah. You see, we'll take a look for a second in the Sefer Karen Ladovit for a second, on page 19. So he quotes he discusses here how come we don't make a bracha on Achana on Shabbos, Odek Shabbos. So he quotes here from the Gemara Menachos. Now mitzvah she'ein asiyasu gemar mitzvah ein mevarch. Whereas just like we don't make a bracha on making of the tefillin, because that's not the gemar mitzvah. So anything that's not the gemar, we don't make a bracha on. Except the sheet of Yerushalmi that says you do. Yerushalmi says you do make a bracha on alasiyas, sukkah alasiyas, but the Bavli doesn't hold like that. El dezeh shaych al shar hachonis shabbos. Al halachas neir shabbos mikra gemar mitzvah. Daftei mitzvah nikmeres el b'shabbos. Mikom makom afilo imo yochal b'shabbos. Kaim halachas neir gruf a mitzvah son of shabbos. Shalo yeshe b'choshech. Shabbos tikdu levarach. So he says that what you need a, and what about Hadlokas Ner Shabbos? So he says Hadlokas Ner Shabbos Mikri Gemar Mitzvah. Avde Ein HaMitzvah Nigmeres El B'Shabbos. From what I'm feeling, Mo Yochel B'Shabbos became Hadlokas Ner. Versus the fact that you created a Ner Shal Shabbos, even though you didn't end up eating. Says you did a miss that you so you shouldn't sit in dark, even though like Rabbi Yudin was telling me a tshuva from the square Dayan of Steinmetz. What if you lit Shabbos candles and then you went to eat by somebody else and you were ready to come back and you ended up not coming back? So you didn't use it at all. So would that be a bracha of Atala? So he's bashma here that he created a near Shabbos. Made it in their shops. So the same thing by. So he says the same thing by Achila, Erev Yom Kippur, on page 19 in the bottom. Yafinim yinisim es nafshoseichem. Shudeino elo hachana liinun. Right, Rashi says it's hachana. From Haskin Ask Kabatishka de Yoho. Okay. So he says, "Near Pasha, the Mishalo is on the Yom Kippur, Loki Mitzvah Sakhachila Bar Yom Kippur." He wants to say, if a person didn't write the struggle we had yesterday, so he's assuming if you don't fast on Yom Kippur, you don't get a Mitzvah of Achila Bar Yom Kippur. Rav Goodman said, even if it helps a little bit, there's still, but you can't have a lake. I see a sukkah tefillin. They mivarchu mishum lo having gemar mitzvah kanamile. So it's not the Gemar Mitzvah, you don't have a Gemar Mitzvah. Gemar Mitzvah is eating and then fasting. If you eat then every Yom Kippur and you didn't end up fasting, you didn't do a Gemar Mitzvah. So according to the Bavli, you only make a bracha on Gemara Mitzvah. So that's the Karen Ladovitz pshat. You have to have a Gemara Mitzvah. So eating of Erev Yom Kippur is not the Gemara. The Gemara is that then you fast on Yom Kippur. But and then there's another thing I was wondering, you know, there's a famous Maral and perhaps a Netziv that if you eat more matzah, you get more, because ice is the minimum, but if you eat more, you get more. That's the Maral here, page 3 on packet base. Take a look. So the morale in the Gvoras Hashem, Parak Mem Ches, says, "Why the coming of Shulam later? Hashem shalochol kazayis matzah besep yotza. Basically, the coming of the Yevi yotza. Shkoma shalochol matzah on Pesach. Hatilat tzarich kaseim. Vavol gav the yotza kazayis echad. Mochol harbe hakol he mitzvah achas." So that would be against this base shor because we make a bracha matzah. Yet if we eat more matzah, is still a mitzvah, that he would say that, you know, you only make a bracha on something that's a kitzvah, that it's it. This is a set thing. Because without this maral, I would say, yeah, you have a, the rice of it is a kazayis a matzah. And once you eat the kazayis a matzah, that's it. Finish. You did the mitzvah. If you want to eat more, okay, you can eat more, but there's no mitzvah. That's just achilas rishus. So I don't think the Maral and the Beis Shearim could go together. In other words, it could be the Beis Shearim would hold not at this Maral, that the mitzvah is a kazai is finished. I mean, once you finish the kazai, there's no mitzvah anymore. The Shultz has a whole long piece here, and the Stipe discusses it. Certain things, like by the famous piece he has, if you take your lulav and esrog, like the Anshe Yerushalayim, they used to carry it around the whole day. So some want to say it's a mitzvah, getting a mitzvah. Some want to say, no, it's havivus, it's not really a mitzvah. But he's assuming that the Beis Shearim is assuming that you have to, it has to have a kitzvah. And if there's no kitzvah, then there's no bracha. There's no kitzvah the achilas to this Purim. There's no kitzvah the achilas. What if there was a kitzvah lamata and not a kitzvah lamala? What would he say to that?
That's the case of matzah.
According to the Maral.
Yeah.
He's saying tefillah is a minimum tefillah, maybe, but then you keep going the whole day. But smell will come upon me also a bit. So he's learning that it has to be a kitzvah lamata ulamala to make a bracha. And the mitzvah can keep going on, there's no bracha. So there's no kitzvah to. But Talmud Torah, how do you answer up that kasha? Avram Kenneth's kasha. Talmud Torah. So again, the bracha of Shebachar Banu, I don't have a problem with, because that's just on like this type of brachas Hashavach they say. What do you say? How do you? I mean, he obviously. And then he gives another teretz. What's the second teretz? Oh, no, base maybe is not a second teretz. It's just saying. More things. But then he writes here, Fize, you see the bottom line on page 14. Fize came with the Kaimalon, Dain Yachin Obe Anenu, right? We don't make the kindness, we don't say Anenu by Shachas. Because maybe you're going to get sick, and then you're not fasting, and then you're going to turn out you were a chakra. You said, Neinu, Biyam, Samtani, Seinu. Akhanam came into Efshar, so page 15. She has Zenu Bulmas, Biyam Kippur. So he says, maybe that's the shot. That maybe Chasu Shalom, someone gets sick in Yom Kippur, he won't be able to fast. So, Yochel, you can't ain't Achil, but every Yom Kippur mitzvah. Okay, Misafik, Lo Yivarech. So therefore, that's a second reason. First reason was the Kitzpah reason. Second reason is he doesn't want to make a brach on Achila because Achila will only be a mitzvah if you end up fasting on Yom Kippur. And if you get sick and you won't fast, so then you didn't get a mitzvah of Achana for fast because you didn't fast. And the third reason, he says, there's a concept of arvus. We know that you can make a bracha for somebody. I can make a bracha on matzah, even though I'm not eating the matzah. If I'm eating the matzah and you're listening to my bracha, that's Shomei Ka'oda. But say I already ate matzah. I made the Seder early. Not early, early in the after Seder Chachov. And then someone comes to my house, doesn't know how to make the bracha, I can make it for him. But we don't say that by the Suda Shabbos. But by something, the Rishus, I can't make a bracha on a bread from you if not eating the bread on a Wednesday afternoon. Because there's no arvus. It's not a chovah. So the Taz is the kasha, how come on Shabbos morning, if you have to eat bread, how come I can't make the bracha for you? So he says, there's the dafka b'matzah, We eat bread, but we eat bread during the week also. So, right? See, to make on matzah, we don't normally eat matzah. We need something special for the mitzvah. But on Shabbos, we're eating the same things we're eating on the weekday. So what makes it a mitzvah? That we're doing it l'shem Shabbos. So that is Dvarim Shebelev. As I could have a nice meal on a Wednesday afternoon also. So the fact that it's Shabbos and I'm doing it l'shem Shabbos, that makes it the mitzvah. So he wants to say that on Erev Yom Kippur, I'm just eating normal. eating the same types of foods I normally eat. So what makes it a mitzvah? Because I'm doing it l'shem. Right, famous bittul chametz, because bittul you do believe. Ain vorchim al dvarim shebelev. Okay, came she had ma'isa achila do nishtana, the achilas rishus, ain kal al dvarim shebelev. She ochel l'shem mitzvah achila shabbos. But my matzah being something special that I don't eat, meaning matzah, drinking wine. So therefore, it be yotze, and it's considered Birkas HaMitzvah. Achilas Shabbos. Is just a regular Birkas Hanenu. Because I'm eating. Okay, something to think about. But I still am bothered with Avraham Ken, unless he holds that Birkas HaTorah is not a Birkas HaMitzvah.
Rabbi, Limud HaTorah requires Havana in general, Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's right. Varim Shebalev. And he just said, you don't say bracha.
If you have a copy of my Haggadah, that I have a whole siman on that thing. That's what the morale says. The reason why we don't make a bracha on the Haggadah is because you have to understand it. And therefore, it's the Svarim Shebelev. There was a Jew who I was very friendly with from Warsaw. I used to learn with him on Shabbos. And Rabbi... His name was Yosef Wolheim, and fortunately he was nifter on Pesach one year, and he always used to like to say the maral. So I wrote on my Haggadah a piece in his memory saying over this maral. That the reason why you don't make a bracha of... The question is, the Talmud Torah needs Haggadah, we do make a bracha, so then the question is maybe that's only Torah share. Especially of Torah Shabbos, Torah Shabbat. It's a whole piece there. But the first piece, Eila Kitzvah, as you say, it's just the Brichas HaShevach. The Asher B'Charbonu is just the Brichas, but Asher Kishonu is the Harevna is also, it's also not a normal type of bracha. Harevna, Hashem should make it sweet. It's a question whether it's part of the Hashem, but Pashup Shabbat, like if Moshe writes, Shirk and Shonim is the Sabbath Sivanu, I'll soak with the very Sora. It could also be not a regular Birkas Mitzvah. It was like the Taz is the Asik HaTorah. It's like the law, the Nusuk is Mashmur to Birkas Mitzvah, Shirk and Shonim is the Sabbath Sivanu. Sherbach HaBanu, Achanam is not a Birkas HaMitzvah. But if you want to say this vort of the base Sharim, that don't make a bracha on Achila and every Kippur, because it's Ein Kitzvah, just like that Budrum says, don't make a bracha on Tefillah, Halvai Sheikhwalim. But Shachta likes to say this klal in the Achronim, that we don't make a bracha on a bracha. Right? We don't say Ashok 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 Tivanu, I'll Birkas HaMitzvah. So if you say that it's not really I don't know, still Avram. Here you are. You want to say a teretz to your kasha?
You have to kasha.
You have to, one who is zocha for the kasha has to be zocha for the teretz.
And just to clarify the Taz, in other words, why it could have just said I check it.
I'm on the first teretz.
Now, I don't have a teretz. I'm still trying to say it out.
That. Well, the bracha asher bachar banu, that's not a birkas hamitzvah. The bracha of Haravna, if you hold the separate bracha, is also not a birkas hamitzvah. The only question is, asher kishon b'sosav tivano, asher kadei meisora. It's a different type of bracha because
meaning the last soak means seems to be it could have just said all divrei Torah, but it right. seems to be that the bracha is going on the effort to understand as opposed to the actual understanding itself.
So that's a new type of bracha.
Right. Well, in other words, why should it? I mean, where else do we see any other bracha that says la sok?
Right. Well, aniach tefillin is the ma'aseh mitzvah that you do.
It seemingly could have asher kedisham setzivano al divrei Torah, al divrei Torah.
Right. If you don't la sok, yeah. So I don't know. Your question still.
Right.
Okay. So what did we do today? We discussed. Question of whether you make a bracha, we don't make a bracha, either because Karen Ledovit says because it's not the Gemar HaMitzvah, it's only Hachana Mitzvah, just like we don't make a bracha on making the sukkah because it's not the Gemar. And that's the Karen Ledovit. And then we saw the Minchas Chinuch holds that there is a shear. The shear is koseves. It should be the shear of eating. It should be the shear that's lafuke din of inui. It's not a kezayis, but it's a koseves. So whatever the iser on Yom Kippur is eating a koseves, the mitzvah achila is eating a koseves. So he says he sowed. He gives three terutsa, right? The Beis Sharim, either because it's Ein L'Kitzvah or because it might be a Bracha L'Vatala, because maybe a person won't fast and then it'll be a Bracha L'Vatala, or because it's Dvar Shem Alev, because we're eating the same thing we eat regularly on Erev Yom Kippur. Since we're doing it now on this day, the shame, so that's only Dvar Shem Alev, and Dvar Shem Alev is in a Dvar. But when you make a matzah, that's not what you normally eat. That's what you eat on Pesach night. So therefore, it's not Dvar Shem Alev, it's the mice is Bochia Chalav. And therefore, you can make a bracha. It's interesting. Okay, so this is some, and then we said that the Maral says you could, if you eat more matzah, you continue doing getting a mitzvah. So that, of course, is not like this very sharp. But I like what you're asking. Okay. So tomorrow we'll have shiur again 11 to 12 on Hazino and Zosa Bracha. And then let me wish everyone a good Baruch Hashem to over now again, and we'll wish again tomorrow. Rav Yosef Katan, Rav Mordechai Steinson, Yehuda Shitris, Rav Moshe Carroll, Rav Keller, Dr. Presby, Rav Yishai Samoa, Yona Laskov, and Jordan Stevenson, Jacob Silvergren, Zachary Adenstein, and Jacob. Jason Finkelstein, and Harav Mordechai Roberts, Rav Arv Levitt, Dr. Presby, and Aaron Kulik. Did I miss? There's a Katan, Rav Kenner, I got everyone. There's a Katan, Rav Mordechai Scheinson, Jonah Lefkov, Rav Mordechai Scheinson, Joseph Katan, Moshe Carroll, Jacob Silberger, Jason Finkelstein. Oh. Avram Levins, Dr. Presby, Avisha Kamoa, Avram Kenner, Mordechai Roberts, and Aaron Kuluk. Okay, you all have a good day, and Bez Hashem tomorrow will continue.
Pesiyat
Nishmai.
Thank you, Ravi.
Jacob? Jacob, you'll put
yeah.
up
the story? Yeah.
Okay, Shkari. Thank you. Hi, Max, how you doing? They're in Germany. That's how many times I have to meet him in Germany. Okay, good. One second. Yeah, go turn it off. Yeah. Okay.